Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews. Normally, my guest is an author, musician, or filmmaker. Well, we're breaking the mold today. My guest today is an inventor. Mac Burleson is his name. Mac, welcome to the program.
How you doing this morning, Simon?
I'm doing great. More importantly, how are you doing? How is the weather in lovely Washington State today?
That was funny. It's beautiful, actually, but it's a little nippy at night, 30 degrees up here north of Seattle. It's still nice. We had a wonderful summer, which isn't something that happens all the time.
But before we get into your interesting invention, I think our listeners would love to find out a little about who Mac is. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just a old boy trying to make a buck like everybody out there in this economy. You know, I've been a logger, a timber hauler, fabricator, millwright, truck driver, worked oil fields every state they drilled a hole back in the late 70s. Kind of a Mac of all trades, I guess you'd say. Just happened to be pretty handy with my hands doing a few things, and lived all over the cotton picking place. Been with my wife for 20 years, and she's a restaurant working gal, hard working gal. Pretty much it, I guess. My education wasn't, maybe not one of the best. I made it 8th grade. I was about the end of that.
I didn't realize you were married. She must be a very patient lady.
No, it's called stubborn. It's not called patient. She's not here right now.
And I've no doubt you'll be hiding the recording from her.
What recording is that?
I'm a bit like Richard Nixon. I record everything.
Well, I'm a little bit like you just asked. I don't recall none of that.
Okay, let's get on to the meat and potatoes of the deal. Give me the pitch. What is a Max lid lifter, and why do I need one?
Well, now it's made me hungry talking about meat and potatoes. Well, they're just handy as heck, first off. I don't know, Simon, you ever gone out to your garbage can or your recycle can with both hands full and stood there going, how do I get this thing open? Well, I went out one morning, I think it was, and got out there with both hands full of bottles and probably water bottles, and couldn't get it open. You know, I went, geez, this ain't good. So, you know, it's either drop all this stuff or use my elbow, and I used my elbow. I pretty much trashed a brand new shirt, so got them in there and said, geez, you know, I think I can maybe better this. I'd sure like to. You know, there's a lot of germs in the garbage can. You know, between a doorknob, a garbage can, and a dollar bill, they're about the three dirtiest things people ever touch, probably. And I went to work on it, trying to design it. I was driving a log truck at the time, and it was, you know, just about shutdown time, and needed something to do, and I knew it, and bailed out and took after it.
Okay, so in a nutshell, it's a device that clips onto the big square garbage can.
Right. They weigh about 2.5 pounds. They got an adjustment bar in the back. They fit any can in the world. I like to say that. I'm pretty sure of that. except for round cans, you know. There might even be a few round cans out there that have a hinge lid that they, you know, you might be able to tweak the arms a little bit, make them even work on that. But all the cans the city and counties use, they're great. They go on in just a few seconds. They're lightweight, durable. The lid hooks on a couple little clips on the end of the arms, and a Velcro strip holds it across the hinge bar on the hinge of the can. And you got a cable comes down and runs through the pedal, and pedal's right out in front, simple to get to. And you step on the pedal, and the lid opens up. They're just sweet, you know. They can't beat them. They're handy. They complement a can. They're you know, pretty good looking. They're all powder coated black. They're durable. They should last several years. I put a 3-year warranty on them. They're the only one out there. There isn't nothing else. Kind of funny, the garbage company or can manufacturers haven't built one a long time ago. Personally, I'm glad they didn't, but they're just handy in all sorts of ways. You know, little cans, little kids come up to a garbage can. Well, you know, on the big cans, it's kind of tough to get up there and open the lid and put something in for a little kid. Now a kid can step on it and throw the stuff in. The handicap and the elderly, it makes it easier for them folks to, you know, to use. The main thing, the one, you know, that I always like is you got both hands full, you can open the cotton-picking thing. It's just handy. I mean, I've had mine on there for a year now. Yeah, well, yeah, I went through a few prototypes, but I've been messing with them for a year and got them all perfected. And, they're just handy, man. I mean, you walk by the can, you know, you just bounce the pedal and throw it in and walk off. You know, you don't have to touch that nasty thing.
Right. I haven't seen one in real life, but I have seen videos. And like most great inventions, it's the simplicity factor.
Yeah, it's right up there with the pet rock. Somebody mentioned something about that a while back, I think. Yeah, they're, you know, if you put them together, you know, there's a couple bolts, you know, and set the cable where you want it, boom, bang, you're done. And then all you got to do is pull it off on trash day. You know, it takes few seconds to take it off and a few seconds to slap it right back on. I mean, you can't beat them. You know, you got to grab the can and go to the curb anyway. But I don't want to upset the garbage company, you know. And they're just made to take off once a week, which, or every 2 weeks, whenever your garbage is picked up. But it's, you know, it's so simple. It's like grabbing the can and going to the curb, but there's nothing to it, you know.
Right. Now, I have to ask you, You came up with the concept while you were, you know, your arms were full of water bottles, which I don't believe, by the way, Mac.
You said we weren't going to talk about that, sir.
Oh, okay. We won't talk about it. But my real question is, simplicity takes a long time to master. How long did it?
No. That's that's where you're wrong. When you got a simple-minded man running the show, I come by it pretty naturally.
Okay, I'll rephrase the question.
Yeah, rephrase it.
How long did it take you to go from, you know, concept through, you know, prototyping, and I'm sure that, you know, you had lots of, you know, problems, you know, with design, et cetera, et cetera. So how long from, you know, this, you know, light bulb going on?
It's been about 20 months, Simon.
So pretty close.
It's been about 20 months since I got the idea, started it all, went to work on it. Then there's been about 4 prototypes. When I first started, I had the pedal was, you know, aluminum bar across there, and it was welded to 2 arms that went up to the top and had bolt, stainless bolt on each side, so you wouldn't get no electrolysis. That's about the only part of that I've stuck with. Can you imagine trying to box one of them dudes? You know, it would have been about a 5 foot box, 2 foot wide or three, and I had to mix. See, I kind of screwed up there. I got rid of that, and I went to the cable. Got rid of the solid arms and went to the cable. I thought, well, that's cool. And it used to come all the way out to the front of the can on the lid, the top part, and catch on the, you know, where your hand grabs on the front. Well, now they just come out 15 inches from the hinge and catch right under the lip of the can. Saved half the material on the top and the weight and got them a whole lot smaller, but for the last several months, I got them all powder-coated, and that surprised me. I had an old boy that treated me right on that. Got them powder-coated, so it's durable, looks good, and the cable, you know, has got vinyl on it. It's good quality stuff. But I let them go at that. I made a major mistake. They were great item, but the problem is you couldn't, you know, put them on QVC or Home Shopping Network or nothing like that. Well, you could, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do for the simple fact that now you got to go out and look at your can, see who the manufacturer of the can is, how many gallons the can is. Now you know which one to order. It was very confusing. I looked at it backwards. I was trying to save the public having to put anything together. So now, after all these months, I changed that. Now they just got two bolts to stick it together, adjust it where they want it. One size fits all, and it's just, you know, it goes in a 2-inch thick 10 by 19 box to, you know, to ship in now. I mean, it's everything's a lot better. It's about as perfect as it's going to get now.
In reality, how, and I know the answer, because you're the person that invented it. In reality, how long does it take someone to, you know, assemble it and get it working?
Well, I sent one to Novoy before I had my direction sheet done, and I'm having somebody work help me with my direction sheet because it's, you know, it's a full page. You know, I printed it out off my computer, which we haven't talked about my worldly computer experience yet, but you can imagine from logger to computer, it was pretty much a task. To put it together, in all honesty, from taking it out of the box to measuring your can, going back, spreading the arms, bolting it together, walking over, dropping it on the can, stuffing the cable down through the hole and through the pedal back up to the other side, I could probably do it in about 4 minutes flat, you know, and you only got to do that once. Your regular Joe Blow on the street's probably going to take him, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, figure it all out, make sure he's right, get everything just perfect, you know, 10, 15 minutes tops.
Right.
But,
so,
you know, they only got to do that once, you know. I mean, it's well worth doing that once for, you know, several years of happiness, less hassle when it comes to taking the trash out.
So
big on that part about little kids. See, you know, now it's kind of like, take the trash out, don't tell me you can't reach the can no more.
I like that comment. So it's a lot less complicated than putting together a Sears barbecue.
You kind of broke up there. Which barbecue would you say?
Oh, no, it's a lot less complicated than putting together one of those evil barbecues that you buy at Sears.
Oh, you know, you hit a nerve with me there on that one. that's just a heck of a coincidence. You've done a fine job. I seen one down there at Wally World one day that I really wanted, and it was a red one, you know, real pretty. Just, you know, not the big gourmet best in the world, but it was good enough for everything that me and Mama needed, and we couldn't afford it. Well, then later on, she went down there. They had a sale going on, and then they had a special sale the minute she was there, and she got that thing for nothing. Brought it home, and I went out there one night, and, you know, I'm 55 or 4 or something. Next day, I couldn't hardly get out of bed. I knelt down on a porch putting that stupid thing together. I could have took my welder and built one easier. I've built lots of them, but it works great. But, no, it's a whole lot simpler than putting together a Learjet or a barbecue.
I've written a number of articles on the subject of barbecue destruction.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No. I'm really good at wrecking them, but I hate building them.
They need to just send them things out. A man like me and you, being as we've been there, we'd spend the extra $50 just to you bring it and set it on the back porch, all completed.
Right, yeah. I see those dreaded words, some assembly required, and I head for the hills.
Well, these things take 2/7/16 wrench, you know, a pair of pliers and 7/16, a socket wrench with a 7/16, or about any combination you want, you know, a buddy with a real good grip on one hand and a wrench on the other, you know, whatever it takes. It's pretty simple.
Okay. Bit of shameless commercialization here. Where can people buy a Max Lid Lifter?
Well, I got a website out there, www.maxlidlifters.com. I just got my latest video on there. If you happen to run across somebody that's real good at that stuff, I'm not a real photogenic type person. Anybody goes to that after this interview, they'll see that. That night, talking to the co-op, he really likes the idea, so I think maybe the co-op's going to have those down the road here real quick. I just now got everything together there, Simon. I got my boxes. I got a bunch of them made up, ready to go, all my stickers. That's my daughter-in-law and my grandbaby on the sticker. They're self-explanatory now. You know, that's the big difference from the way I had it before. You had to have a garbage can in the store people could step on, and not everybody wants a nasty can sitting in the middle of their store. Now you can throw it on the shelf anywhere, and they look right at it. And it's got that little QR code on there, too. That's pretty trick if you got one of them intelligent phones, smartphone, whatever they call them things. You can go right to the video there when you pop on that thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't have one of them kind of phones.
Actually, neither do I. I have a cream-colored plastic device that just has buttons on it. I can make calls.
You don't have to stick your finger in it and go around in a circle, though.
No.
Oh, them are bad. You need to get one.
Yeah, actually, if I had my druthers, I would go for an old rotary phone. I'd rather.
Hey, the ones on the wall you used to crank up, them are good. Tell your buddy to stick his finger right here, and boy, they're great.
Right.
They'll light you up.
So, what materials do you use? Like, is it steel, aluminum, what?
Well, I got, there's light. You know, the top frame part's all aluminum, powder-coated, and then they got the cable there with nylon coating on that, and then the pedal down there, that's the only part that's steel in the whole 9 yards. It's 16 inches long, square tube. I built a little self-made bender for them when I started there, just to bend the end to get it, you know, lined out going the right direction. But they're pretty much about 85% aluminum. They'll last forever. I just had them powder coated, you know, for looks. It looks better, that's all. That and maybe, well, aluminum, you know, you well, it's not worth what you think it'd be worth when you try to get rid of it, but when you go buy it, it's expensive. I thought I'd powder coat it so the, you know, nobody'd be trying to walk off with it. But if it's at your house, I guess you're okay with that anyway.
And it's designed to be long-lasting. I think you mentioned a three-year warranty.
Yeah. I got, you know, hey, somebody calls me, got a problem with my product. I'm a small guy. I'm not a store. You got any problems at all, you stick it back in a box, you send that joker right back to me, and I'll refund your money, pay the shipping, pay everything. Hell, I'll probably send you an extra $5 for your trouble. These things, it's kind of a weird thing. There's no category. I've had a little tough time getting it going. You know, where it's kind of like the caveman in the first wheel. Where do you put this? Well, you go to Craigslist, you go to eBay. Oh, you can also get these on eBay. I just put it on eBay. It's a brand new invention, okay? I can be honest and tell you, there's nothing out there in the USA. The wheelie bin lifter out of the UK is the only one out there that was on Dragon's Den, which I tried to get on Shark Tank, but nobody's ever got back to me. Everybody I looked at says, you need to be on, I know, Shark Tank. But they weren't back to me yet. Hopefully someday, maybe they might. But that one will not work on none of the cans in the U.S. because the axle does not stick out far enough from everything I've been able to picture and gather. The foot pedal's on one side of the can, and it slides down and hooks on the axle. Maybe you can figure that in your mind there. They don't work on none of the cans in the U.S. I guess the cans overseas, which I don't understand, because the manufacturers here in the U.S. got, you know, by the gallon or by the kilo or whatever they call that. You know, you're pretty
small. Right.
Kilograms, I don't know. It's not quarts or gallons anyway. But they won't work on ours. There's a few of the little bitty cans they'll work on. The axle kind of sticks out, but the rest won't. So I got the only one in the world that'll work on every can in the world, other than round cans.
Right. And I actually like your design because, you know, it is simple. And, you know, one size fits all. You mentioned that you were talking to some local stores. I think you said co-op. Is that your marketing plan? Is to start, you know, regionally in your local area, and then spread out, or what?
Well, Simon, I'd just about jump at anything. I've been doing this 20 months, and I'm trying to get this product out there because I really believe in this. And everybody that sees it agrees with me. And, I mean, it's a great product. It's simple. It's light. The cost is real reasonable. I've been dealing with the co-op here. I dealt with old Rick over here at the one locally here. A year ago, and he came right to my house. He was all impressed when it had solid legs. Then I went back when it had cable, and geez, he was just real tickled. He got a hold of his buddies, and they turned me down. Well, now that it's in a box, it's got the sticker. Now you can put it anywhere in your store. You don't need a can in your store, none of that. Now you can walk right up and look at it. You can click on it with your smart phone and watch the video. Now it's ready to go to Mark. And E&E Lumber just got a couple little stores, been in business for, geez, I don't know, a long time. They're great people, and he tried to help me out a while back when I had it on a can and a rack with all the different sizes and everything, and I just took it back down there, and he's all tickled now, so I dropped some off down there. I'm just now getting going, really needing to get this going. But like I said, now it can be sold on a, you know, a shopping network, in a store, whatever. It don't matter. Now it can be sold anywhere. The only problem now is still internet-wise and stuff like that, category-wise. You know, the closest category I can get to my product is a garbage can, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody goes on the internet and says, I want a device that opens my garbage can for me. Somebody wants to donate me enough money now to get this going. I'll put an electric eye on it where you don't even have to step on it. I was a millwright. I can do that.
And actually, that brings up a really interesting question. It's one thing inventing something, you know, creating the concept, creating the product. It's an entirely different deal moving it into, bulk manufacturing. Are you looking for some investment capital?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I'd love, now that I'm there, now I got the product the world wants. They don't know it yet, but I got the product they need. I mean, you know, just think about hospitals, okay? You know, let's take the germ factory, you know. It's a big deal. It really is, especially when you're around hospitals and stuff like that. Restaurants. I looked on the internet, and I did find some other ones. I built one for dumpsters. No big deal. It's not my main goal. And apparently there's maybe one out there I finally found for that. And any restaurant owners that listen to this, they need to get them. You know, I'll buy somebody else's, I don't care, but they need one for those restaurants. Them poor guys go out there, you know, with minimum wage, both hands full. They try to hold the lid up, throw it in, not get it on them. Well, you know, they're back there washing dishes around the food. They need to fix that. Where was we going with that? Say that again. I had something for you there, too, and now I forgot what the heck. I get upset about that because nobody looks at the little guy, you know, and them restaurant guys, most of them guys back there in the back are, you know, it'd be nice, you know, germs, man, it's kind of an important thing these days, and we keep coming up with more germs out there. I don't know if the government starts that or what, but we get more germs every year, it seems like, that we didn't have 20 years ago. That and everybody's filled up with all them drugs now to prevent germs, so the immune system's gone. Go ahead and ask me something. I got one.
Okay, one question that, I have to.
You got
to
lost,
ask.
Too.
No, I know a number of people that are not really inventors. However, that they have invented things, and inevitably that they need a patent to protect their idea. Have you obtained a patent for this?
Okay, let me run a quick rundown on that. It's something that really just irritates me to no end, and I'm older now and I'm pretty mellow, but yeah. It's a pain, you know, inventing something. It's not something I recommend you kids do at home. Apparently, according to the patent companies I've talked to and stuff, and I just got flat lucky getting invent SAI, you know, that's part of the Montgomery. I just got lucky because there's a bunch of them out there. And you don't know which one's gone, man, which one ain't. I mean, dealing with this computer internet crap, I guess I can get away with that one. It's tough. It's nuts. And inventing something is like 1%, now I know, compared to selling it. It's tough. And apparently, I don't know if the president, Congress, or whoever apparently just put something into effect that apparently I'm no, you know, don't let nobody hold me to this, but from everything I've gathered, kind of put the crimp on the little guys. Something to the effect of now the big guys can say that might work, send in a patent pending or whatever, get something started so we can tie it up. And they got the money to set on it. Where the little guy, that just screwed him. I think it's kind of basically how that works. I don't know. But I got a hold of Steve Ganoss with Events Convention. Great man, knows it all. Anybody out there hears this, wants to any kind of invention, I highly recommend they talk to the man. You can Google him up, Six Ways to Sunday. I finally got a man on board that, you know, knows his stuff. I said ever since I started this, well, after I found out a lot, I guess, part of, you know, if I could get some good money coming off of this, one of my main things would be I'd like to set up a fund, which I think our government needs to set up a fund for the cotton picking inventors. You know, okay, you got 10 characters out here that look at it, make their choice, just like the patent company. And to answer your question, yes, I do have patent pending. I'm cleared for utility patent. Just about ready to go ahead and roll that over into my utility patent. But there needs to be a process where, just like me, I got to spend $3,000-$4,000, you know, patent search, patent pending, and then another $3,000-$4,000 for your patent. And then you got to go through a license agreement. Are you going to be an entrepreneur and do it all? Well, that's the way I went. Mistake or be damned, I'm a fabricator. That's my end of it, and I want to hang on to it. I'm not sending my product overseas. My product is made right here in the U.S. of A. All the rich people in this world need to spend some of their money better in the U.S. of A. instead of whatever they're doing. It's sad we got people on the street. You know, I'm not going there or none of that. But I'm just saying in the invention world, there needs to be a process to where a few old boys look at it and say, yeah, that's one of them. Click it out of there. Let's make sure this man gets set up with the right distributors and all this. We'll take our cut on the back end, whatever. And that's something I swear to God, when I make a buck on this, I'm going to help out the inventors I want, who I think have something worth inventing. I got several other designs in my little pea brain that I've came up with in the last 40 years that are extremely, a whole lot better than the garbage can, okay? But I will never touch one of them until I got $1 million in my pocket, you know what I mean? Until I got enough money to do it right. It's just the right thing to do. And I think inventors need help. Wait a minute. Let me get off the stove. Okay, I'm back on the floor. Go ahead.
You certainly hit one of my hot buttons. You know, you said, you know, you spend.
You said we weren't going to go there.
No, you spend 1%, you know, of your time, you know, designing and building it, and 99% of the time selling it. I work with lots and lots of authors, and I'm pretty much. I love to ask or make the statement, you know, book publishing is tough. It's really hard writing this stinking thing. It's even harder getting it published. And then you get to the hardest stage of all. You've got to sell it, right? And I think that translates quite well to your situation. You know, you have the idea, which is the creation. The publishing is the manufacturing.
Get it all lined up,
right? Oh. It is tough. And what I don't understand is why it is so hard for the little guy to get ahead in today's economy. I mean, it pisses me off.
Well, I could jump back up on my soapbox, but I better not do that.
Oh, climb on. Have fun.
Well, brother, I'll tell you what. I know how to fix the whole country in my mind. You know, it's real simple, and it starts with a bunch of regular old truck drivers. You know, who runs the world? Well, U.S., I'm sorry, Mr. British, but Mr. U.S. still pretty much runs who does what in the world. Either that or I guess we'll go beat them up or something, or go send some boys to get killed for nothing or something. I'm not sure. But, you know, back in the 70s when they shut the trucking down, they had the world by the ass, but they gave up too quick. There's nobody can do the job, you know, bring in the National Guard, whatever. There's nobody can do the job. But if you want to put the people in the U.S. of A together, you can start right there. It's so simple, it's sickening. Between that and the fact of, take these millionaire Hollywood boys. My God, you want to do the best cocaine in the world, you want to have the prettiest women, you want to have the best diving experience, whatever. You guys got way past the money you need for that. Why don't you, you know, instead of donating to some Mona Lisa picture or whatever you boys do, you know, we got people living on the street in the United States. And that's wrong. That's heartfelt for me. That's wrong.
You know, I have, obviously I am from, England originally. But
no,
I escaped
really?
In 1980. I'm 57 years old, and I hate what's going on in this country. I mean, we do have people that are hungry.
How long
have
you been in this country, Simon? Excuse me. How long have you been in this country?
Since 1980.
1980.
Yeah.
What's that? 22 years? 32 years?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, you're pretty much an inbred stay-at-home one of us now, ain't you?
Right. But my point is, why do we have people hungry and on the streets, and yet we can send billions of dollars to help other countries?
Let me sum that up real quick. Who the hell do you think you are, and who the hell gives you the right to go overseas and help all these other countries when you can't even clean up your own backyard? Is that right?
Yeah.
Like I said, Simon, I'd really like you to plug on that, because, by God, I've said that all my life. I'll tell you what. Now, you get a bunch of truck drivers, sit down and get together. But see, any other nationality in the world, you take the Hispanics, you take the Italians, you take the Orientals, anybody. You can get some people to stick together. But us white boys and, African-Americans, they group up. Everybody tries to stick together, except for us. And it really sucks. If we could stick together for 5 minutes, you know, the government was supposed to be working for us. I think's how they laid that out back when Davy Crockett and all them boys were around or whatever. It's really gone by the wayside. But, you know, if you just get us to stick together, you know, for 1 week, when New York doesn't have no toilet paper, or L.A., geez, I think you got their attention. It's so simple to fix, and it just irritates me to no end. It's just so simple. Now this is what we're going to do. This is the way we're going to do it. Who was it, Adams or Jefferson or one of them presidents back then that had a few wise words of wisdom, said something about, you got to clean them boys out every 3 years in Congress and start over is the only way you're going to keep a clean bunch of people in there working. As far as I'm concerned, they all need to be set on a, you know, $100,000 a year wage. If you don't want the damn job, don't apply for it. But that's all you're going to get. Do your best.
Right.
I don't know. We're still paying for Reagan, probably. You know, I don't know. Is he still alive? I don't know.
No, he.
Know what I mean, brother? It's sorry. We're getting away from my invention, though, here. I need to put in a plug for my invention here.
Yeah. And put the plug in.
Well, I think it's a great product. One of the main things that ever since I started this, I got a couple boys that live here in Washington that I donated one of these to back in the first prototype, pulled it off, gave them the second prototype, pulled it off, and went and gave them the third, and now I've gave them the last one, and I do mean the last. And these are a couple brothers that live together, got girlfriends, got the finest hot rods in the world, drink nothing but beer, they're recycled, they got two recycled cans because the boys drink a little bit of beer, and they got lots of buddies. Well, that, in my opinion, I remember back when I was a young man, worrying about grabbing a garbage can is the last thing on my mind. Well, now, when you got boys like that, that every time I, you know, the garbage man comes and dumps it, they put the thing right back on the can and they love it. I mean, to me, that is the biggest selling point for my product there is. I had a guy in a wheelchair that, you know, couldn't get out of the wheelchair, but he could move his feet. He reached over, stepped on it, opened it up, and he said, God bless you, son. That one, I remember that one too.
Okay. Producer, automated though she is whining in my ear. We need to wrap this up. Mac, I really want to thank you for taking time to talk with us today, and I wish you every success with your invention. And just for grins, what is your email address? Sorry, your web address one more time.
It's www.maxlidlifters.com. Maxlidlifters.com.
Max,
and one more plug, if you happen to get one of them 10-year-olds having to put me on a new video, I'd be really appreciative.
Okay. All right. Mac, it's been great talking to you.
It's been great talking to you, Simon. I'm sure
we will talk again. Till next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe day. And I will be back again soon with another week in reviews. Till then, goodbye.